and of servants. I was sort of counting on having somebody take care of me.
Getting soft, man, Blade said. Next thing, you'd be wanting to hire somebody to fight in your place when you get trouble.
Sounds good to me. We done enough of that for somebody else, haven't we, Cordy?
Some. The crew pulled the boat into the current, which was almost non-existent that far down the river. They upped a linen sail and swung the bow north. There was a good breeze. They gained on the current about as fast as a man moving at a lazy stroll. Not fast, but no one was in a big hurry.
"I don't see why we gotta start now," Willow said. "We ain't going where she wants. I bet you the river's still blockaded above the third cataract. There won't be no way we can get past Thresh. That's far enough to suit me, anyway."
"Thought you was going to keep on hiking," Cordy said. "He remembered they laying for him in Gay Astley," Blade said. "Moneylenders got no sense of humor."
It took 2 weeks to reach Catorce, below the first cataract. They hardly saw smoke or the Radisha the whole time. They got damn tired of the crew, as humorless a bunch of river rats as ever lived, all of them fathers and sons and brothers and uncles of each other, so nobody ever dared loosen up. The Radisha would not let them put in at night. She figured somebody would shoot his mouth off, and the whole world would find out who was on the river without benefit of armed guards. That hurt Willow's feelings from a couple different directions. The first cataract was an obstacle to navigation only to traffic coming up the river. The current was too swift for sail or oars, and the banks too far and boggy for a towpath. The Radisha had them leave the boat at Catorce, with the crew to wait there for their return, and they made the 18-mile journey to Dadiz above the cataract on foot. Willow looked out at river barges coming down, riding the current, and griped. Blade and Cordy just grinned at him. The Radisha hired another boat for the passage to the second cataract. She and Smoke stopped trying to stay out of sight. She figured they were too far from Taglios for anybody to recognize them. The first cataract was 480 miles north of Taglios. Half a day out of Dadiz, Willow joined Cordy and Blade in the bows. He said, "You guys notice some little brown guys back in town, kind of watching us?"
Cordy nodded. Blade grunted an affirmative. Willow said,
"I was afraid it was my imagination. Maybe I'll wish it was. I didn't recognize the type. You guys?"
Cordy shook his head. Blade said, "No."
"You guys don't break a jaw chinning. How would they know to be watching us, Willow, whoever they are?
Only one knows where we're headed is the Prabhrindra Dra, and even he don't know why."
Willow started to say something, decided he should shut his mouth and think. After a minute, he grunted, "The Shadow Masters, they might know somehow."
"Yeah, they might."
"You think they might give us some trouble?"
"What would you do if you was them?"
"Right. I better go nag on Smoke."
Smoke could be the whole card. Smoke claimed the Shadow Masters didn't know about him, or if they did, they had no good estimate of his competence.
Smoke and the Radisha had made themselves comfortable in the shade of the sail and were watching the river go by. The river was something worth seeing. Willow would admit, even here, it was half a mile wide. "Smoke, old buddy,